nothing less
than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ
Emmanuel, God with us, promise to never leave nor forsake us. The name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God that Jesus Christ is Lord. Some will bow willingly, some won't. But we're grateful to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. Welcome. Welcome. May the Lord bless you abundantly today. May He make His face shine on you. May others see Jesus in you and be blessed because of His presence in our lives. Today, we come to worship the Lord. I want to remind you of last week's service, Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, with the psaltery and with the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and even with the dance. And praise Him upon the stringed instruments and the organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath a breath praise ye the Lord. I know everybody in here is breathing today. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. So make your voice known unto the Lord this morning with praise. Father, in Jesus' name, we enter into your presence today with praise. We want to honor you today with the fruit of our lips. We want to honor you. Let the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. May every mind be focused upon you and honoring you alone. In Jesus' name. And all the saints of God said,
Song by
upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. I was lost in utter darkness till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. King of pride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your pride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I kneel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for the light above. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your pride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. I lost in utter darkness till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free. Sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be
alone. We give you thanks, Lord, with our whole heart. We recount all of your wonderful deeds. We are glad and exalt in you. We sing praises to your name. So shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Amen. Y'all may be seated. First thing, if you'll notice in your bulletin, we are proposing that Steve be considered by the church to become a deacon. And if you've not read his posts on Facebook, they are fantastic. This one about the parking spaces was just outstanding. Kay and I were talking about this earlier, how one of the first experiences I had with faith and trusting in God was about parking spaces. So the way he put it was just great, Steve. So be thinking about, praying about Steve being one of our deacons. Of course, this Wednesday we're doing the Thanksgiving service. It starts at 7 p.m. And kind of in preparation for that, you'll notice we've got a few new decorations, both here and in the annex. We thank Michelle and our decorating committee, Sonia and Kay. Got a few more little things to do, but you know, got a fantastic start. I think it just, everybody like it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Everybody's pleased. Want to remind you, December the 7th, Breakfast with Santa. Matthew sponsors that. The church has always helped us out with volunteers, so we look for volunteers again to come down and help serve or just direct the kids. You know, sometimes it just takes adults to be there to direct the traffic, so we appreciate help there. Sunday, December the 8th, will be our elders and deacon meeting at 5. December the 10th, ladies' Christmas party at 6:30. And, of course, we'll have communion on the 15th and Christmas caroling at the Willows on the 15th. Are there other announcements? Anybody? I noticed in the bulletin I didn't see any birthdays or anniversaries. Okay.
I would like to announce that on the 8th of December, where are we? And we're going to have a movie matinee over in the Great Room, a Christmas movie, and it's for the kids, and we'll meet about 3:30 and go for a couple hours. We'll have probably a little Disney movie you'll enjoy, and we're going to make some ornaments and have a little movie snacks. No, Sunday. It's a Sunday afternoon. And that's it. We'd love for you to come.
No.
5:30. 3:30 to 5:30. Any other announcements?
No other announcements? We are so pleased to have Pastor Terry back. We've missed him, and we missed hearing his prayers, so he's going to lead us in the prayers for the people. And yes, absolutely. Who is that woman with you?
Same one I took.
First of all, I want to bring greetings to the church, to all the folks who remember Mike and Dolores Kelly. We spent our first few days in Winston-Salem with them, and they send their love to this church, of which they were a vital part. We had a great time with Mike, Dolores, and David, and also with their daughter Allison and her husband Joe. Their hospitality was so gracious. I will tell you, Dolores is not doing really well. Her short-term memory is not good. She has need a lot of help in walking, but the amazing thing is that through all of that, the sparkle, the laughter, the positive attitude, and the love, you would not know a single difference from those days when she was doing really, really well. They certainly sent their love to us. I got to go to a men's Bible study with Mike and David on Thursday, where they're involved in River Oaks Community Church, very thriving and loving and positive church of which they're a part. Also, I must tell you, bringing everything up to date, that I got to go to Mount Airy, North Carolina, which many of you are familiar with as the home of Andy Griffith, and to rehearse all of my Andy Griffith memorabilia and pictures, and got so inspired, had to go back to Mike and Dolores's and watch 5 straight episodes on Netflix. I kind of got that fix out of my system.
from there, after a wonderful time, to Pigeon Forge for a week with friends, Richard and Pam Shanks, and Rick and Carolyn Coleman, and back home yesterday. And it is always good to be home. We were obviously made aware while we were on vacation about Patty Lowe's stroke, and certainly we want to keep Patty lifted up. My latest understanding is that Jeff was able to bring her home from West Virginia, so to keep Patty lifted up. And the other needs that are on our prayer list, I would ask you to just take your bulletin for a moment and turn to that page that says prayer requests. And I'm not going to go down the line and read every one of those names, but as you peruse that list, you will find folks that have a special need or something that touches your heartstrings. And we certainly are thankful to the Lord. As we look at that list, you see folks in our prayer list who are here with us, and we're thankful for that. But that doesn't mean that they are 100% and not standing in the need of continued prayer. And then our friends and family list, we won't know all of those, but some of you will know, there's someone who will know at least everyone on there or someone on that list. As you look at that, think about that. I mean, it's just on and on, people who need the touch of the Lord. It's much broader than our imagination. But we look to the Lord as the source of healing and help and strength. Sometimes when I'm praying for these folks, I just simply have to take that list and say, Lord, you know everyone on this list better than I do. And I ask you to meet every need that's on there according to your riches and grace. I don't know, I say that because sometimes you may get overwhelmed and say, do I keep going over this and saying these same people's names? The Lord already knows. Maybe you become so kind of discouraged that you just kind of quit praying and look at it. But I would encourage you, if you look at it or if you get it on the prayer chain, just say, Lord, if you just have a moment, Lord, I'm not forgetting these folks, and I know you haven't. We lift them up before your throne of grace. So we praise the Lord for answered prayer. We pray for those who need his help and strength. And if you will bow with me, I will be more than honored to lead our congregational prayer for each of these folks. And I would encourage you this morning, you don't have to close your eyes. I would even encourage you as I'm praying, you look at that list. And let the Lord speak to you about the folks that are on there and whatever's on your heart. Because even though one person is praying out loud, God's ears are attuned to millions of folks. Only He can do that. Father, we come before you, and we've already been reminded this morning in the call to worship and in so many ways of your awesome power, that you are a great and awesome God beyond our understanding. And Father, may we spend our energy and our pursuit in learning to trust you more instead of trying to figure you out, because you are beyond our ability to figure out. We thank you that you are a great and mighty and awesome God. We give you praise today for being in control of all things, Lord. Help us to trust you more and more. You are the God of comfort. You are the God of grace. You are the God of healing. And Father, for these folks who are on this prayer list that we know about, who need a healing touch, we just keep them lifted before your throne of grace. Father, we know that you don't need our prompting or reminders, but you have entrusted us with the privilege of praying for blessings, praying for healing, praying for grace for folks, praying for understanding and direction in the problems that they face, praying, Father, for their financial and material needs to be met, praying for hearts to be softened that are hardened, praying for hearts to be blessed that are grieving. Father, all these things we count it a privilege to bring before your throne of grace today. And in this little part of this great universe, this little town, this little church, these folks on this list, Father, are important
because they're your creation. And we know that you love them and care for them. And so we commit them afresh into your hands for your healing, for your blessing. But we will submit our will to your will, Father, for we have learned that you do all things well. So we pray today that you would pour out your blessings and grace, meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we pray that in his precious name. Amen. I was reminded this morning that somebody has a little gray Honda parked near the front that if your lights don't go out automatically, you may have a dead battery by now, because I was supposed to tell you at the beginning. Does anybody recall leaving your lights on a gray Honda? They just go out automatically. Okay. If you get out after church and your car won't start, we will help you. Anybody have jumper cables? Oh, Lord of mercy, we're blessed with jumper cables. Looks like all God's children got jumper cables somewhere. Amen. So I was supposed to remind you of that. Is there any possible other thing I might have forgotten this morning? I'm sure there is. All right. Oh, Lois. I'll repeat it. All right. For those who obviously could not hear everything, I'll try to summarize that. And it's for Emmeline Woods. And honestly, I was not aware she was in the hospital. But she is in the hospital. And that's probably that we don't know is by her own design, I would say, her family, because she does not need visitors. And I can tell you a few weeks ago, I feel like I can share, a few weeks ago, Rod and I went by for a very profound visit in a way, as Emmeline sort of said to us, I think all my things are in order. And she wants the prayers of the church, but as she said, my time may be soon, and I'm ready, and I have not lost any joy, and I have the peace of the Lord. And she shared that very openly with Rod and with me. And so I think, so that you all know, no one in the church probably should carry any guilt feelings about we should have done this or we should have done that. That's pretty much her personal way of dealing with where she is in her life right now. But your prayers would definitely be appreciated. You may pray for her, and I believe that she is right here on our prayer list, number two, under Bonnie Billick, who is recovering from her surgery, Steve, and improving.
She's struggling.
But so all these needs, as the Lord brings them to your heart, lift them up before his throne of grace. And Lois, thank you for bringing that to our attention today. All right, we'll pray as they'll be gone for a while over Thanksgiving and for several weeks. For all who travel, we certainly pray for safety, as it is very much needed when you're flying or traveling. All right. Yes, Ann?
And
We will do that. This is Cherry Gill, correct?
Yes.
She is on our list for those of you who were wondering who that was. So if you were wondering, this is a cousin of Ann's, all right? Cherry Gill. She is on our list under friends and family. So that brings us up to date on all these folks. Ruth? All right, please pass that information to Colleen that we can get in on the bulletin. No, and that's why we're going to update that. It's a need from your neighbor. Yeah, that's all right. We kind of got things. I got extra duty today. They said after a two-week vacation, I had to do a little work other than preach. So I submitted to the elders, and there, here we go, which I think now I'm back in the groove enough to say it's time to dismiss the children to Children's Church. I think we're there, and ask the worship team to come back and lead us in worship. Remember.
compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need in thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great
you may.